I am, yeah. I've been there at Hull when we had those derbies with Hull KR. I think we never lost in that while I was there, and I don't think we lost to Leeds while I was at Bradford. So I hope that trend continues.
Yeah, already beaten them. Whitfield obviously beat Castleford opening day of the season, yes. So the players will remember that as well, won't they?
I think so, yeah. And I'll also remember that Cass were a bit good for us at Magic Weekend in Newcastle. But it's all those things go out the window with derbies, don't they? It's the fever pitch that the speckies generate and the players pick up on, and those games they're always up for grabs.
Castleford have got something to play for. I know you're building for this Middle Eight series, but they've got something on the line, so it's not going to be easy, is it?
No, that's for sure. You know, they deserve their opportunity at a shot in the top this year, because I think they've played some really exciting footy. I think Darryl and everyone at the Tigers really deserve a lot of praise. They've built a club up in the last couple of seasons to, you know, got to be some hope at least of winning the whole shebang, really. I think they're on their day, they can compete with anyone.
Here you're what, 3 weeks away from the main job you were brought in to do, and that's to keep Wakefield in Super League. How do you feel it's going so far, Brian?
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, we've had our disappointing moments still, even as late as last week against Warrington. And the good news there is that our players actually feel that. You know, they're disappointed when they don't get the whole job done, which is the whole job is to get a win, you know, and then the next job is whole job is to build on the win. So playing against good opposition like we did last week, this week, and we've got Huddersfield again the following week, it is the type of preparation that we need. So we're not kidding ourselves about beating some whatever. You know, we're just not in any sort of position to be doing anything but striving to become much better than we are currently, so that we're in good form, ready to compete hard in that deadly little competition at the end.
You said when you came in you were going to be busy, you were going to be bringing players in, and you've brought another player in this week. You've lost Daniel Smith, but you're bringing Anthony Mullally. What was your thinking behind that move?
It's just one of those rare situations, I think, in professional sport where we all won. You know, where Dan was already contracted, and I became aware of that after I got here, that he was heading there next season to the Giants. So, you know, he's been able to get to where he wants to be and get an early start on that. And my relationship with Paul Anderson is good, and I've known Paul for some time, and I was able to speak to him easily about it. We needed a bigger body in our place, and Anthony wasn't playing much there. He's on his way to Leeds, so he's having a stopover on the way. So we feel like we've won, and I think Anthony's won, and Dan's won, and the Giants have won, so everybody's happy.
Will he feature at the weekend?
Mullally will play, yeah. He'll be in the 17 this weekend, so we get a chance to sort of measure where he's at.
Have you got any more plans to bring any more bodies in?
One
more, is that a done deal, is it? Or
It's pretty much, but we just need to, I can't talk about it just yet.
Dot the I's and cross the T's.
All that stuff.
Are you happy with the squad you've got now then, Brian? Do you feel it's equipped enough? You've got what you need to get through this Middle Eight series?
Well, it has to be after this. You know, the deadline day is next Monday, and we've got to get the best out of what we got from there on. And I feel like, you know, when I came, I really wasn't sure about almost anybody and where they stood. And now I'm feeling like we're into the 20s now of how many guys that I feel are going to be ready for us to compete. Because we can't, you know, there can be no mess-ups once we get to that final seven. We've got to be in the apple pie order.
And confidence seems to be building, showing Jacob Miller, showing exactly what he can do.
Yeah, I think he's, you know, the youngest member in our squad who could, not quite the youngest member, but one of the younger members, I should say. And he should, you know, his example should be a great one for everybody. He's playing confidently, and it's paying off for him. And some of the stuff that he did last week was, you know, just mind-blowing. That final try and those just incredible confidence and skill displayed under pressure. I hope everybody, you know, gets a bit of that before we finish this season out.
And just finally, how's the squad looking for Sunday?
Yeah, we've got plenty to pick from this week, and a little bit to shuffle around in the next couple of days. Tim Smith to check on, But hopefully he'll come back into our squad, and I'm thinking Ali Lautiti will play this week and probably start. And as I said, Mullaly. So, you know, Malloy will be back from injury, and maybe a couple of others as well. So, you know, I feel like we're shuffling the deck a little bit, but I'm trying to give everybody an opportunity to show me what they've got, and me to give them the opportunity to be match fit. So we've got as many guys as possible ready to rock and roll.